Okay, so get this. Imagine needing data from cars, but like cars driving across continents. But instead of like strapping sensors onto every single one, you could just analyze what's already there. That's kind of the wild world of virtual sensors that we're diving into today. No lab coats needed, I promise.
What's so fascinating about this is how it turns a common problem on its head. Like in that case with the European OEM, think about the logistics nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, shipping cars overseas is expensive enough, but then the time and cost of outfitting them all with physical sensors,
Right.
virtual sensors just totally flip the script.
Totally. It's like they said, hold my algorithms, I've got an idea. But for those of us who didn't ace high school physics, let's break down what virtual sensors actually are, like in plain English.
Okay, so imagine your doctor taking your pulse and temperature, right?
Yeah.
Simple measurements, but it gives them a surprisingly good read on your overall health.
Right.
Virtual sensors are kind of like that for cars. They use data that's already being collected by your car's various systems. And through some pretty clever software, they extrapolate all sorts of measurements, things that traditionally would have needed a whole separate physical sensor.
So instead of adding more hardware, it's about making the most of what's already there.
Exactly.
So, like, my car can tell when it's about to skid and kick in anti-lock brakes. Could virtual sensors tap into that same data to, say, warn me about worn-down brake pads before I even notice?
Exactly. It's like giving your car a sixth sense without the Hollywood budget. And it's not just about replicating what physical sensors do. Virtual sensors can offer measurements we couldn't get before. And that's where things get really interesting.
Ooh.
One company that's at the forefront of all this is Compredict. And they're not just talking the talk, they've even got Toyota investing in their vision.
Okay, now those are some serious backing vocals. What is it about Compredict that's got everyone so excited? What are they doing differently?
What's fascinating here is their ambition. If you look at their website, they state outright they're not just looking to replace existing sensors, they're aiming to create entirely new measurement capabilities. We're talking about unlocking a whole new dimension of data from your car.
All right, now you've really got my attention. New measurement capabilities. That sounds tantalizingly vague. Give me an example. What kind of data are we talking about that we couldn't get before?
Imagine being able to monitor tire wear, like in real time.
Yep.
And I don't mean just like a pressure check. I'm talking about your car knowing exactly how much tread you have left just by analyzing data it's already collecting.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
No more eyeballing those wear bars or nervously prodding the tire like it's gonna like confess its secrets?
Exact.
That's huge, especially for someone who may or may not have had a very close call with a worn tire once.
Right. And think about the possibilities beyond just safety. You could get alerts about worn tires directly to your phone, schedule maintenance like precisely when you need it, maybe even get routed around rough roads that would accelerate tire wear.
Huh.
It's about making your car work smarter, not harder.
Okay, I'm sold on the tire thing.
Yeah.
But you mentioned this is just one example. What other kind of new measurement capabilities are we talking about here? Like, what else could these virtual sensors do?
Well, Compredict highlights three main benefits on their website: cost reduction, these expanded measurement possibilities, and overall enhanced vehicle monitoring. And each of these has ripple effects that go way beyond just a fancy new feature.
Okay, let's unpack these benefits. Cost reduction is an easy one, fewer sensors, cheaper cars. But are we talking about a few $100 here? Or could this significantly impact the overall cost of a vehicle?
This is where it gets really exciting. As we move towards a future of software-defined vehicles, virtual sensors could be a game changer for affordability.
Okay.
We're talking about potentially shaving thousands of dollars off the price tag, making those digitally driven cars more accessible to everyone.
Software-defined vehicles. It's a term I keep hearing, but I'll admit I'm still wrapping my head around it. How does it tie into virtual sensors?
Think of it this way: software-defined vehicles are essentially computers on wheels.
Yeah.
They have so much more processing power than your dad's old station wagon. And that processing power is crucial because it allows us to run the complex algorithms that make virtual sensors possible in real time without any lag.
So it's like the difference between trying to edit a 4K video on a 10-year-old laptop versus a top-of-the-line gaming rig. The potential was always there, but now we have the hardware, or I guess carware, to make it happen.
Exactly. And as these digitally driven vehicles become the norm, the possibilities just keep expanding. Think yeah. about it. If our cars can feel their own health and their surroundings in such detail, what kind of applications can we build on top of that?
Okay, now we're talking about more than just fancy sensors. This is about like changing the whole driving experience, you know?
Yeah.
But I gotta admit, car-centric apps still sounds a bit abstract to me. What kind of apps are we talking about besides like the tire wear thing? Give me something concrete.
Okay, well, imagine an app that uses all this data to like personalize your insurance premiums.
Mm.
So it could track your actual driving habits, how well you maintain your car, and based on that, offer you rates that reflect your actual risk profile, not just some, you know, generalized category.
Wow. So instead of those like safe driver discounts, it's like hyper-personalized insurance based on what your car knows about how you actually drive.
Exactly.
I can see how that could appeal to some people, though I might be holding on to my lead foot for a while.
Sure, sure. Or think about the possibilities for like entertainment. Mm. Imagine an app that analyzes your driving style and like suggests music to match.
Yeah.
Smooth jazz for cruising down the highway, something a little more upbeat for navigating city traffic.
Okay, a driving app that doubles as my own personal DJ. That I can get behind.
Right.
But this all sounds very future forward. Are there any like limitations we should be thinking about? No tech is perfect after all.
You're right. There are always challenges. One of the biggest is ensuring data accuracy.
Oh, that makes sense.
Virtual sensors rely on getting good information from a vehicle's existing systems. If that underlying data is flawed, it's like building a house on sand.
Garbage in, garbage out, even with the fanciest algorithms.
Exactly.
So how do we make sure these virtual sensors are getting reliable info? How do we make it, like, trustworthy?
That's where companies like Compredict are investing heavily in data validation and cleaning techniques.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just taking raw data at face value. They're developing sophisticated systems to really analyze and interpret it to make sure that virtual sensors output is rock solid.
So it's not just about the sensors themselves. It's about building a whole ecosystem of trust around that data.
Exactly. And that's why this technology is so fascinating to me. It's not just about incremental improvements. It's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible and reimagining our relationship with transportation.
It's like we're on the cusp of something huge, but we can only, you know, glimpse a fraction of what that future holds.
And that's what makes it so exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
The possibilities are literally endless. Like, if our cars can feel their own health and surroundings in such detail, what entirely MUW services and experiences might we create? Ones we haven't even dreamed of yet.
Okay, now my mind is officially blown. It's like opening a door to a whole new world of possibilities. Not just for how our cars work, but like how we live, work, experience the world around us.
Precisely. And that's the power of a deep dive like this. We start with a single topic,
mm-hmm.
and we end up with a whole universe of questions and possibilities.
It certainly makes you think about the road ahead, both yeah. literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Big thanks to you, the listener, for joining us on this journey into the world of virtual sensors. We hope you found it as thought-provoking as we did.
It's been a pleasure exploring this with you. Until next time, keep those engines running and those minds curious.